Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy February. Quote, if you didn't make money in 2020, then maybe real estate is not the right business for you, end quote, says Graham Clem of Clem Real Estate, who specializes in selling country properties and luxurious estates in northwestern Connecticut and nearby New York State. We take a look at the hot, hot real estate market. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you. This week, both virtual and on location. Portraits of Indigenous America, Catlin's collection. This is virtual. The American painter George Catlin left behind a remarkable record of the lives of American Indians in the 1830s, an enormous task he undertook for fear that the indigenous peoples, the great buffalo herds, and a way of life would one day vanish. This presentation, led by a Smithsonian Museum docent, will provide information on the artist and a broad overview of his work, setting it in historical context, closely examining his style, subject choices, and artistic intentions. Stockbridge Ice Festival, Carving Art. This is in person. The Stockbridge Ice Festival features intricate and striking ice sculptures carved by world-renowned regional artists. Each sculpture starts with a solid block of ice and begins working from scratch. The event will happen on the lawn of the Stockbridge Library, currently showing the Ice Glen History Exhibit to celebrate local history through archival photos. Jacob's Pillow, virtual party, dance on. This is virtual. Join another pillow dance party, this time hosted by choreographer Crystal Brown, with New York-based DJ DP1 performing a live set. The pillow parties have been an absolute blast and are the perfect way to free yourself from pandemic anxiety. Share this dance with friends, strangers, professional dancers, and anyone who wants to enjoy some movement and music. Winter birds in our backyards. Feeding, observing, and preserving. This is virtual. The Cornell Library and Sharon Audubon collaborate on a two-session program celebrating the birds who call our backyards home in the winter. A Sharon Audubon naturalist will lead an interactive virtual program to teach you everything you need to know about feeding birds, from selecting the right seed for the right species, to helping conserve our feathered friends through participation in science initiatives like the Cornell Ornithology Lab Project's Feeder Watch. At the end, you might be inspired to put up a bird feeder if you don't have one already. Annual W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Festival, Deeper Than the Skin. Virtual, an experience of singing and listening, an invitation to open your heart and mind to a story of shared humanity that resonates within us all. Two friends, one black, one white, one from the north, one from the south, both musicians, storytellers, students of history, and world travelers, who happen to have been born 3 days apart. These two men with two separate narratives forged one powerful friendship aimed at finding common ground and helping others do the same. Check out our website for contact information. You can access this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is now live and up to date, so do check it out. At Home on the Lake, we welcome Use Builders to our pages, a fine builder located in Litchfield. They recently transformed a late 20th century lakeside home to make it reflect the elegance expected by modern dwellers. We have the story and lots of pictures. Our favorite thing, common ground conservations, listening past to past differences. A joint project of the Norfolk and Scoville Libraries, the series seeks to create understanding amongst its participants. Seeking and finding those commonalities means listening and accepting the other as an individual, striving to create a life worth living. Out on a limb, Lincoln's legacy. February is a month with few redeeming merits. Only two spring to mind. First, it's short. Second, it's the birth month of my favorite historical personage, Abraham Lincoln. Catherine writes about the man and the power he has in the now, in the political climate today. Berkshire Kitchen, minestrone, the perfect hearty soup for our storm-ridden days. The Italian word for soup is minestra, which translates as big soup, a reference to the heartiness of this thick, substantial soup. It's a simple, rustic, country-style soup packed with fresh vegetables, beans, and either pasta or rice. Country Homes, in Great Barrington, a wonderful sunny location with large level yard at the end of a dead-end street. A 1950s center hall with modern updates, large-scale living room with fireplace, south side office, formal dining, and a light, bright kitchen. Four bedrooms upstairs flank each corner of the home. Inner Elegance. It's breathtaking to think that there's little about our lives today that feels the same as it did this time last year, which incidentally feels like a lifetime ago. To continue the analogy, it's as if the storm has blown us far off life course we had imagined, and now we have to navigate uncharted waters with no idea what's in store. All we can be sure of is that we've left the apparent safety of what was, and the old world constructs only exist in our collective memory. Behind the page, stuff and more stuff. I'm moving and must prepare to put my apartment on the market. Chore one, to remove all photographs, clean all tabletops, bookcases and counters. In short, a total sweep. My musings on far too much stuff. Something new, a repost from Seth Godin, one of my go-to business coaches. He writes about kindness in a way that touched my heart. So I wanted to share it with you. We can never have too much. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. As you stay home, shelter in place with Berkshire Style. Stay safe and warm, have an amazing week, and enjoy the wintry blasts.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.